Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Half-Life by Jennifer Weiner, read by Katie Finneran.
"Can you believe this?" the man in front of Piper grumbled. The line, which they'd finally crested, had snaked through a half-dozen switchbacks and extended down the glass-lined corridor of the Philadelphia International Airport, past the white-painted rocking chairs and the flat-screen board listing departures and arrivals. Piper gave him a tight smile. "I get here 2 hours early for a domestic flight. Domestic," said the man, undeterred by Piper's silence. "And still, look at this." He jerked his chin at the line, barely bothering to glance at her face, and almost certainly not seeing her. Not really, because if he did, he'd see a woman on the verge. If not a nervous breakdown, then definitely of tears. Piper had tried hard with her makeup kit in the 15-minute cab ride from her row house in Center City to the airport, but concealer could only do so much to cover up the dark circles under her eyes. Liner and mascara couldn't disguise the threads of red and the whites of her eyes. Lipstick could brighten her mouth, but couldn't change the way it turned down in a trembling bow. "When you come home from work and your husband meets you at the door with his bags neatly packed at his side and says, 'I won't be here when you come back,' what do you do with that information? What do you do when you've got a 4-year-old, when you're the only one in the house with a full-time job, when you've spent the last 2 years trying to jolly him out of the black cloud that's enveloped him since he lost his teaching position, when you've been paying all the bills, trying to keep everyone happy and clothed and fed? What do you do when he tells you that the night before you're leaving on a business trip to Paris?" It turns out that what you do is hiss the words, "Not now," and attempt to step over his suitcase, and you almost succeed, until you feel his firm grip on your elbow. "I've been trying to tell you," Tosh said, having the good manners to look pained. Piper supposed that this was true. "We need to talk," he'd said one rainy night back in September, so she'd filled the kitchen with cheery chat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?